And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
All right, we're back on the road.
That squirrel looks hungover.
Yeah, well, it is the day after the 4th of July. That squirrel could have been hitting some spicy nuts. Yeah. But we're in the car listening to a little...
Maybe the price is high, but somehow you'll survive, don't give in.
We got Johnny Cash singing about the price of garage sales being high, but don't give in. Don't fucking give in like Johnny Cash. Fucking saint of garage sales. We're doing a little different this week. It's a weird week. It's the July 4th weekend, so a lot of people are out of town. We're going out on a Friday, and it's like it's not even 8 o'clock yet. We're going to
8 o'clock's 2 minutes fast.
Oh, we're going to a bunch of eight o'clock opening garage sales, and while I'm not expecting it to be like the last month, it looks like we got, you were saying there's a few
there's a couple of estate sales. There's Colleen's got her sale. There's a couple of estate sales.
Oh, Colleen. Well, I made out like just a little update on the last time we went out. I went back Sunday, the day after we went out last time, and I bought the rest of those UFO magazines.
Yeah.
160 of them for a buck a pop.
Nice.
Roughly, I sort of did a rough count through it, and they were just like, yeah, 160 bucks. And went home and started, well, I looked up the ones that I'd, like the 10 that I'd bought earlier, and was like, okay, these are worth getting. And, yeah, some of the titles of this go for like 25 bucks an issue. Amazingly enough, for kind of mediocre 90s UFO,
yeah,
magazine. Granted, they're still way better than that topic is handled these days. But yeah, if I start listing these could probably be a good chunk of my garage sale money from this summer.
So I heard a funny story. I was let me roll up the windows here. I was with my physical therapist at work for a minute. She was checking out my new kicks. Remember those ones I'm wearing right now?
Yeah.
She's like, where'd you get those? And I'm like, I've been trying to shop for those. These are like $125 to $150 shoes.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
What were they, like $5?
$15. But
yeah,
They're still in the box with the tag.
That's right, yeah.
And they're as comfortable as all get out, so.
These shoes I'm wearing, I've been wearing for the last year. These basically sneaker loafers.
These are rich people's shoes, man.
And I have a bad back, and these are just sort of, they're almost like a, what were those basketball shoes? The high top basketball shoes.
Jordans?
Converse.
Chuck Taylors.
They're a little like Chuck Taylors, but they're the most comfortable shoes I've ever had in my life. They're amazing.
Right.
And even walking in them and stuff, you'd think they were just sort of like for wearing around the house or around the pool or something, but they're awesome. $5 at a Goodwill. And I found another pair of them that I got in the closet waiting for when these ones wear out. And I was like, yeah, these are going to wear out in like 3 months because I'll wear them all the time. And they're still rocking after a year.
Still
and they were
rocking.
Used. So,
yeah. I was afraid these weren't going to. They're a little tight at first, but my large frame, let's just say, is and gravity have stretched them out well enough too, where they're now comfortable. What did Jim Morrison say in the Doors movie? And then he got up and he said, "Man was meant to be a large mammal."
Yeah.
Well, Oliver Stone said that.
He was a smart. Jim Morrison was a really smart guy.
I think Oliver Stone said that, really.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's funny because over the years I've come to like I could still listen to the Doors and sort of enjoy them, but they weren't that good.
They were good.
They were like
Ray Manzarek was really. The musicians were really good.
The musicians were really good, like a really good local band.
No, I thought we're not going to get it. There were garage sales. We're not going to get into the debate about the Doors.
Anyway, that's my opinion, and I think Jim Morrison was a mediocre songwriter,
so,
lyricist.
I'm going to freaking put you on a desert island with the Doors' greatest hits and Jimmy Buffett's greatest hits in your CD player. And that's it.
Yeah. Well, I'll be using them to signal planes, is what I'll be doing. Because I'm not doing that.
Living on sponge cake.
Yeah, no. No, no. I mean, that song is okay.
Watching
and that's
my
about
brain
it.
Rage.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about all Jimmy Buffett ever really had, except for, what, Cheeseburger in Paradise or something?
Yeah, that was it.
That's it.
That's two.
Yeah, and nobody's really singing Cheeseburger in Paradise. It's, so.
I used to, but that's because I used to work behind a grill. But.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Matt,
that was one of my favorite jokes.
Irony and sarcasm going on there.
That was one of my favorite jokes. The waitress would come up to me and say, "Can you make me a cheeseburger?" And I'd point my spatula, I go,
"You are a cheeseburger. And so you shall be."
And it makes a fiery ring.
Johnny Cash singing about spicy food.
Speaking of which, I had a small garbage plate last night.
Oh, geez, okay. Well, we might have to make a pit stop sometime today.
Well, I'm not sure about that. We just might have to roll down a window.
Oh, boy.
Was a small one, though. It was called a trash can.
Oh, Jesus Christ, and now you've got the trash can. All right. Well, we're going to go out on that dangerous note. There's a storm brewing here, folks. Storm brewing. All right, we're getting a plan together. We just went to our first garage sale, planning the next one. Two CDs for a dollar at this place.
Yeah.
Got me some Grandmaster. You got like 13 of them. I got like Grandmaster Flash, D-Light, a couple other ones. Nothing super special. I got some records. I got a Yes 12-inch single of Leave It from 90125.
I had that.
A Cool in the Gang record. What else? Oh, I got a Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. And my first concert, Julian Lennon, I got his first album in great shape. Replacing an album that I had since high school. What else? I got a couple role-playing games. Like, one is like... You know, hardcover book, like large hardcover book size box full of maps and, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
And a whole set. And another one's a little box and it's like a weird Alice, like gothic looking Alice in Wonderland game. And it says a silent role playing game. And they both look like, and they were both like a dollar or something like that. So this was real garage sale prices here.
Yeah, they were real garage sale prices in, frankly, a really ritzy part of the area.
Yeah, yeah. Usually that's not the case. Usually stuff is a little higher priced. And
usually it's higher priced furniture and, like, old stuff that is from their grandparents that they don't want anymore. And,
yep.
You know, stuff for the fireplace and bullshit like that. That's right.
Not here.
Bullshit, man.
No bullshit here.
No, but man, some of those CDs were ridiculous.
Yeah, they had a decent selection, like decent normie taste in CDs throughout the decades. They had them all separated by decade.
Yeah, in different wood boxes too, which was very helpful.
I would have liked those wood to buy those wood boxes actually.
Those would have been the best part.
Yeah.
Why didn't we think of that? We should go back and have some.
Probably not, though. They probably have to keep their CDs for the rest of the day.
You gotta buy the CDs with them. I don't want those crappy CDs.
Yeah.
Half of them were either missing something. I had to check to make sure.
Yeah, there were, like, I got a Cheap Trick one, and then I'm like, oh, it's missing the cover on it and stuff, so not interested. Although it would have been nice to listen to a little Cheap Trick today.
Yeah, I could burn you a copy of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can go on the internet and find anything that I want. So, you know,
Cheap,
I'm not...
Cheap Trick's greatest hits is, like, Rock and Roll 101.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they have a... They have a double or triple CD set that's better to get that has, like,
yeah,
all the hits, but then all the stuff that wasn't quite a hit that was still fucking awesome.
Right.
And it, and that one is great. It's only got a couple clunkers on it.
The deeper cuts.
Yeah. And, and those often are the best Cheap Trick cuts, so...
Man, pick a lane, buddy.
Anyway, Cheap Trick, better than the Doors. Yeah. All right, we'll be back after the next garage sale. Yeah, for sure.
I totally agree with that statement.
They would have, like, musically and physically kicked the Doors' asses.
I actually got to see them last year thanks to Scotty.
Oh, really? At the Kodak Theater?
No, at the casino.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. He had tickets and he couldn't go or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was fun. I finally got to see him. I never saw him.
They're a great live band.
Yeah, they were. I took crack up
they're
Kevin
like
with
me. They're like one of the great live bands.
That's how they got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Which is probably how Todd Rundgren did, too, although he had more hits. But...
Okay. I don't know if Todd Rundgren had more hits than Cheap Trick.
Yeah, he did.
Which ones? Hello, It's Me, and...
Oh, we'll talk about this off
air. Woo!
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back.
You distracted me.
Yeah.
But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall into the street, kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer.
Mud and the blood and the beer. Well, we just hit another garage sale. Got some pretty boring stuff. I got a brand new pair of high top steel-toed sneaker boots for my own wearing pleasure, and Johnny Bueno got a six-pack of light bulbs.
Yeah. And well, what the...
They don't seem ready yet.
We just... Yeah, they do.
That one does, I guess. Oh, okay, it's just all furniture. It just didn't look like they laid anything out on it.
We just, like, stumbled into the posy patch.
Well, we'll see. But, yeah, that one on the other side is like a whole compound of tents.
Yeah, man.
All right, we're back. And we just had a good garage sale. I would say it's a good garage sale, wouldn't you?
This is the type of garage sale that people wake up in the middle of the night with wet sheets with.
Yeah. Nice people, too. And from up north, from my neck of the woods, they recognize my shirt.
There are peoples.
Let's start out with what Jackie got.
Well, I got that mystery box to start at that first place.
Yeah.
It's got everything from a Chuck Mangione promo from a high school to some signed baseball to a bunch of Veronica comics from the early
2000s. There's baseball cards at the bottom of it.
Baseball
I saw,
cards.
Like...
It's this mystery box for $5 that it'll be great to unveil.
Yeah.
And then the other sale across the street, I actually did get a picture of also inside, too, of all the different shelves of stuff that they had.
Yeah.
It was insane, the huge amount of stuff that they had.
Well, the guy's a collector. Yeah. It was collector stuff, or their son was, or somebody. The son definitely was, because he was just like, so, what do you think of Star Wars?
right. And I got a couple cool movies, for one. I got the Afro Samurai Resurrection.
Ooh, yeah. That's I don't know if that's a good one, but like stuff like that is
$1.
Yeah, for $1.
And it's got all the other ones I checked. It was either missing the pages, or it was like missing a
the
disc.
The wrong disc in it,
yeah,
or no disc
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, but this one, $1. Yeah. Plus, I got a couple of easy translation for Korean books for my daughter. The highlight for me, this Random House hardcover Star Wars Droid Adventure, The Lost Prince, and...
Based on the Droid series.
Yes.
This stuff is not common. It's very rare. I've never even heard of this. Yeah. Based on the Nelvana TV show, there was a whole toy line for little kids that didn't sell well, and people collect that stuff like crazy. So this is I'm very curious to see what that's going for.
I'll trade you this
for what I got.
Yeah.
Well, here's the story, folks. I saw a beat-up Treasury edition of Batman. I'm sure you're serious. Of Batman. And this is just a great, great. I know this one's got some Neil Adams in it and stuff.
It's a great treasury edition.
It's a great, but it's beat to hell. And they had $50 on it. I'm like, $50, and I flip it over, and there's other comics in it, and I flip through the other comics, and I ask them, "Would you take 40 for this?" "Yes, we'll take 40." Listen to this, folks.
All 10 centers.
50 10 centers. 50s 10 centers. We got Crime Detective. All, like, most of them in pretty nice shape.
I'd say between 5 and 7s.
Crime Detective Comics. Western Fighter with Buckskin Benson. Classic title, The Crime Must Pay the Penalty. True cases of actual crimes.
Only suckers take chances.
Yep. Crime, another crime detective, an old Daredevil, but not Matt Murdock Daredevil.
No, Gleason Daredevil, number 54.
But it's taped on the spine. An old a 10-cent Blondie on old Harvey Comics, and Millie the Model.
Yeah.
And that's a 15-center. That's like the most modern one
of
all of them. But $40 for these, and, like, I don't know about this age of comics, but I know that there's $40 worth of comics in this pile, at least, right? I'm guessing maybe one or two of these I might be able to get $40
for. You'll never lose money on it.
But, yeah, these are the ones I usually see at the comic show slabbed all up and
Yeah, people want an arm and a leg, but you know what? We find them raw. We find them. We take care of them.
It's very rare to find this stuff raw these days this. So I lucked out that they were underneath that treasury edition.
It's 9. We found them at 9 o'clock.
9:20. It's 9:27, and I've already got those in my.
But you've had them for 20 minutes. We found those at 9 o'clock on a Friday morning after 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, there's no and there's nobody showing up at these garage sales, nope. So it's time to go out and be garage sale predators, and with no competition. All the other alpha hunters are hungover right now after their celebration last night.
Them fat cats.
All right, well, I'm going to go put these comics safely in the back seat and just sort of sit here and maybe gloat for a minute or two. All right.
I always knew you were a gloater.
Thanks, Grom. I might have to sacrifice a few babies this week.
Oh, I don't want to be around when that happens. That's all I know.
Yeah, good. Say that for the recording. Good.
Especially a trash can.
Well, we just hit another rummage sale, and it was one of those great rummage sales where the lady they had taking the money doesn't know math, which is always a bonus. Yeah, close that back door. That would be a good idea. Don't want that swinging open in the middle of our trek.
My booty!
So I got the first season of Rick and Morty, still cellophane wrapped. Some anime show that looks like it was 60s or 70s. It looks like a really cheap Transformers knockoff type of anime show called Defenders of Space. And that's still wrapped in its plastic. And then I got a whole box full of resin teeth, human teeth. Probably got to be about 60, 70 nicely formed resin teeth in here for making, I don't know, something with teeth. Wow. That was only a dollar.
I know.
I'm like, I got two $2 DVDs and a dollar's worth of teeth. She goes, $3. And I'm like, yep, that's right. Good math.
She couldn't figure it out with me either.
Yeah, they put the wrong person in charge of taking the money.
She's like, wait a minute, is that the dollar table? I go, I don't know, there's no prices on it. There's no sign, there's no prices. You want $5 for all of it? She's like, okay. I mean, I pay $5 just for that one can that I got. Uncle Joe's Minty Balls.
Hey, everybody remembers Uncle Joe's Minty Balls.
and they, quote, keep you all aglow.
Yes, they do.
Plus,
yes,
got a,
they do.
A vintage Mickey Mouse pinback button.
I used to have that same pin hanging on my pin wall.
And what else was that?
A classic.
There's one other thing that I can't think of.
I was almost tempted to buy one of the Jerry Lewis Telethon pins.
I was too.
Just
but
for sheer
cheese
value. And then I was like, eh. And I knew it would be cheap because everything there was cheap. But except for the records. They priced up the records.
I didn't even see the records.
Everybody prices up the records. They were all like at the lowest $5. And most of them were like $15.
What's this right here? What's this? Oh, it's a Verizon thing. All right. I hate
to tell
you.
Just some bullshit.
So, we're going to your favorite place next.
What's that?
What do you mean, what's that? Your favorite? Every week, the estate sale.
Oh. Is this the Colleen one?
Yes.
Okay.
We hit the Daisy, now we're going to hit the Colleen.
I'm going to be dating Colleen before this summer's over, the number of times we're meeting up.
Oh, boy.
We had scandal when we went back to pick up the comics. Or the comics, the UFO magazines. I went down in the basement and got them. And Trudy had parked by the side of the road, down the road. And she was in the car. And there were all these sweaty, chuddy guys carrying out furniture and loading them into a big moving truck. And then they're like, there's people parked in the way of the moving truck. We can't turn around and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, if we're in the way, the person's in the car, and they all started, like, converging on Trudy's car, and Trudy's looking at him like, do I kill? Do I kill? No, I'll just move the car.
Man. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be part of that scene.
And then she reminded me that was a neighborhood we went in a long time ago, probably, like, 15 years ago, and the whole neighborhood had a garage sale, and they were, and, like, as we were looking around, we started seeing swastikas and all sorts of Nazi paraphernalia hanging out. We're like, is this an every yard sale in this neighborhood? What is up with this neighborhood? Mm-hmm. This is a little creepy. And then we're all older biker type people. And they're probably all in rest homes by now. It's a good spot for them. Del Mar! Yo, Del Mar. Okay. We're
this
on our way to another
sale.
Garage sale, yeah.
This isn't the estate sale, though.
Right. This is just, we're getting sidetracked in Greece, and that's what Greece will do.
That's what we like to do. We always find stuff. We've hit several garage sales, at least 4 or 5.
We're not getting big stuff, so we got all this room already.
Look at that house.
Oh, Jesus. That is not... Even when you see a purple house, it's usually not that
purple
shade of purple, yes.
I'm not seeing anything here, are you?
No, but it looks like Del Mar turns here, so we're not done with Del Mar yet. Oh, geez, did you see that?
Oh
my God, that's all fireworks that they
Maybe we should turn around and take a picture of that. I think we should.
All right, well, we'll be back. Keep an eye out for some pictures. We got some new... dead baby doll pictures, too.
Yeah, on location shots.
Yeah, I don't know. No, now we're on Chalford Street.
Oh, this is Del Mar.
Oh, Del Mar, okay. Maybe I think it turns to
it
Chalford
does,
right
but
there.
I gotta get a picture of this. So we've hit 3 garage sales... trying to make our way over to this Colleen estate sale.
Yep.
And the third one was a charm. Definitely. We both actually found some cool stuff.
I got my first cassettes of the summer now that I got a cassette deck.
Yep.
And I bought a whole rack of probably about 8 or 10 Prince bootlegs on cassette from 1984-1985. A prime time period for Prince. And, those should be interesting if they play. The guy was trying to, like, go high on the price, and I'm like, dude, they're 40-year-old tapes.
Exactly.
And he was like, yeah.
And I got for one shiny dollar, two Star Wars action figures, the Batman Beyond action figure.
Oh.
And that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle oven mitt?
Oven mitt, yeah.
See, there's a washing mitt.
I think it's a washing mitt. It doesn't. I would be scared to grab something super hot with it. It looks more like a
washing
washing towel.
But from the 80s.
But it's also like obviously never been used. So that's when you can find like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Garfield shit from the 80s. It's usually pretty good.
There's not lots of other stuff, but I got some pretty funny pictures you're going to kick out of.
There's going to be some middle-aged guy who used to masturbate with that turtle's mitt when he was a little kid. He used to soap it up and look at his poster of Lonnie Anderson in her bathing suit on the wall, and he's going to want that mitt back.
What is wrong with you?
I could just... If I'm lying, I'm dying.
That's the same feeling I get when I used to climb the rope in gym class.
Yeah. I'm just describing the collector experience and the nostalgia experience. I'm not making it.
Okay.
And I swear to God, I never masturbated to Lonnie Anderson with a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle bath mitt when I was a kid. All right. We're on to the next garage sale.
1 mile away.
When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine.
Woo! Yeah, easy, easy. Easy. Whoa. You're freaking me out, man.
Yeah.
So we just hit the Colleen Estate sale. Saw all my ladies there. Hagging out at the... And, not a lot there, but I did get two chopping knives, one decent one, and the Henkel brand, which those are expensive, and they were only $2 a piece, which for a Colleen sale is super cheap.
Yep.
Maybe they don't know how to price knives. I got to keep that in mind with Colleen sales now, because Henkel knives are nice, and I will do much chopping with that.
Choppy.
My housemate has been buying ceramic knives. And I broke a ceramic knife chopping what? Celery last week. Chopping celery. It broke off in the celery.
Petrified?
No. Fresh celery. Well...
So what am I going to do here at the FedEx truck, like, riding right at me? Dude.
You don't give a shit. He's going to win.
You win again.
He'll get the rest of the day off waiting for him to come pick him up.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see what we're running out of stuff. We're running out of stuff. It's weird. It seems so short, but it's like... A regular garage sale day after the last month.
Well, I mean, we've garage sale for 4 hours.
I don't want to say like it's over yet because it's we're probably gonna go.
No, there's
get
actually
some
a
lunch.
Couple of places I could hit on the way back. Yeah. On the way back to your place.
So we'll probably get some more stuff. But I gotta say, after getting that comic call, I can't complain about today at all.
Everything's been fun today.
And everybody's been generally friendly. At the garage sales, if not very friendly and nice. Everybody's been sweetie pies today. No, go fuck yourself this week. Sorry, guys. Nobody's fucking themselves this week. Except the guy with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle bath mitt. Like how I brought that all around?
Wow. Circular.
It's not like I'm obsessed with masturbating with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles bath mitt, but not at all. All right, we'll be back. Well, we're wrapping it up. We just hit the last garage sale, and we're about a half a mile away from my house. So looks like it's going to be a shorter than the last four, but a pretty regular-sized garage sale growth this week.
But I actually got more pictures in this week, which was kind of fun.
This week is nothing to complain about, that's for sure.
It was an interesting one, for sure.
If I only got those comic books, then I'm fine.
If I only got that one mystery box, I'd be fine.
Yeah. And you just got a couple, like, anime books from that last place?
Yeah.
They had a lot of Sniglets there. Anybody who remembers Sniglets from Rich Hall from not necessarily the news? Was that what he used to do Sniglets
yes.
on?
Yes, he did.
I might have to go on YouTube and look up not necessarily the news to see remember what that's like. I remember watching it all the time, and I don't really remember what it was like.
Uh-huh.
But it was like an HBO, like, comic. I think I used to watch that, and then they used to have, you know what I think? I think they had those puppets that were on that British show, like, and that were on the Phil Collins video. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
That all look like political figures and celebrities.
Land of Illusion.
Yes, from the Land of Illusion video. This is the world we live in. Oh! And these are the hands we're given. Here's your hands, guys. Thanks.
So
here's the world that you live in. Thanks.
I'll put a disclaimer in before we sign off.
Okay.
Next weekend we will not actually be garage sailing.
Yes.
We could potentially be going earlier, like on Thursday, but if we don't, you'll be able to find us at the Empire Comic Book Festival.
Yeah, here in Rochester, you can see me, Johnny Bueno, and Dan Fogel.
Yeah, and his partner, Mickey.
Underground comic legend.
Yep, and that'll be at the Jewish community. It's free! Free, free, free! How do you not want to do free? So, anyways, yeah, if you're around or you're somewhere local, that's where we'll be at least next Saturday, July 13th.
Yeah.
12th and 13th, actually.
We'll see how we feel. Maybe we'll do a little recording there, but, like, you know, we'll see how we feel, because we might want to just, like, not have that to worry about
while
we're actually running the show.
We'll see how my state of mind is.
Right, that's what I'm saying. We might have a lot to do, and, you know, basically, yeah, it'll be busy. But the Traveling Jack Kirby Museum will be there. That's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm assuming they're going to have some original art there, so I can actually see some original Jack Kirby art for the first time in my life. That would be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not something you get to do every day.
Nope. But it's a two-day show, too. It's Friday and Saturday and free both days. So come on down. You'll find us somewhere near the dark corner.
Oh, look at this timing, and we're pulling into my driveway.
With the Sad Lover's Waltz, I mean.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's sunshining and.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys soon. Fade out.
Oh, we're rolling off to yard sales, we're going around the bend. We got up with the sunshine, we killed a thousand men. We're stuck in Bloodland prison, filling up the trunk. The locomotive is chugging something, smells like skunk. I got some bullet comics, I bought some fancy tea. Johnny got some nice bulls, rat dicks giving him some grief. What's in the